How would you feel if it?
If somebody slipped and fell, you'd say he fell.
What?
Like somebody slipped and fell.
Well, I say he slipped and fell. He fell on the ground.
And if he fell back this way, what would you call that?
Well, I say he fell back the other way. He fell back on his back.
If he fell this way, what would you say?
I say he fell on his face.
A schoolboy might say about his teacher that she's been scolding. Why is she blaming me? What would he say if he thought he hadn't done anything wrong?
Well, I don't think I've done anything wrong. Teacher say I did, but I don't think I've done nothing wrong.
Suppose somebody apologizes for breaking your hoe, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it. What?
Well, I would say that's all right, you broke the hoe. And he said, well, I'll get you another hoe.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, I didn't like it anyway, or no way, or how would you say that?
Well, I would say, well, you broke it, and it's all right with me. And he said, well, yeah, I broke it, but I'll get you another. I said, well, all right, you get me another, because I need it.
Well, suppose a child is crying, and he might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me what?
Didn't give me anything, eating candy. And me crying, didn't give him nothing.
That, when do you go to bed and go to sleep, Charlie?
Well, he went to bed and went to sleep at night.
When does a person usually have trouble with rheumatism more often than not?
Well, they have trouble with rheumatism mostly in the wintertime. They don't have so much trouble with it in the summertime, but in the wintertime.
Suppose somebody says about a boy, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. What would you say? Somebody you expected to have trouble when he grew up, how would you say that?
Well, I would say the boy done grown up and got some size, and now he's having a lot of trouble. He didn't have this trouble until he got up and got some size.
What do you call the little trenches a plow cuts out through the field?
Little trench? Well, I would call that what a plow cut through the field. I would call that a little ditch. Drain the water off some part of the land.
And what about when you're laying it off in rows, getting ready to plant something? What do you call these little trenches between the rows?
Well, you call that little trenches in between the rows, you call that the middle.
If you have a good yield of cotton, you say we raised a big, what? Big cotton, right?
Well, I think we raised a big, big cotton crop this year.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you'd say you did what?
Well, I said we didn't get all the brush and trees over the land.
Right. So you cut all the brush and trees off of some new ground. What would you say you did to it? Like some wood you want to change over into a field to raise a crop in?
Well, I say we done cut all the brush in the woods off of that piece of land.
Right. What do you call that when you're cutting the brush and the trees off of the land?
Well, I call that a new ground.
Right. And what do you call that you do to make it new?
What
do you call that you do to make it new ground?
Well, what I call it to make it a new ground, because it had been grown up, and I cut it off. And that's why I call it a new ground. And it's stumpy. And I wouldn't call